How do I stop fearing how my partner will react to me? Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Alrighty. Hello. I am super late getting this uploaded and situated. I am tired and super giddy currently, so I might say some things that I typically wouldn't say. It's been a long couple of days. Naughty me forgot my middle guy's birthday today and I felt awful, so I was running around doing all the things to make it up for it when really it was just making up for my own emotions and not his. Anywho, so how do I stop fearing my partner's reaction? This is a double-sided situation, I guess, as is anything in a relationship. So I'm going to go kind of at two ways from this. And the two ways I'm going to come from is when you say something to your partner, do they respond in such a way of like swearing at you and demeaning you and calling you names? Or do they respond in such a way that is like validating and trusting? And if they are validating and trusting of you, you may still fear their response because of your own self-worth. So if you're fearing their responses because of your self-worth, and are you worthy of expressing your feelings? Are your feelings irrational or rational? And is it okay to express their irrational or rational feelings? First off, if you have feelings, they are always valid, and those are your feelings. Now, when they come from a place of dysfunction or a place of irrationality, that is when it's important to work through and process those situations. And those can stem from our childhood or experiences we had with long-term dysfunctional bosses or anything. It really can stem from any experience, long-term experiences in life. So if you are fearful and you're in a healthy, communication-filled, vulnerable-filled, trust-filled relationship, then that is a time to look within. Look within, feel in your body, figure out why you fear this. If your partner is genuinely a loving, caring individual, or maybe they don't necessarily know how to show you love in the ways that you deserve, desire, or want. So that's a whole different kind of conversation. But taking the time to figure this out for yourself. Something I teach in some of my workshops that I do is understanding the ways we like to receive love, the different types of ways to be engaged in intimacy and such. So these are important things for us as individuals to know. Like, it's our responsibility to know what we want. And some people are like, well, I don't know what I want, and I don't want this, and I don't want that. It's like, okay, well, if you know what you don't want, you most certainly know what you do want. And so when it comes to your fears, being honest with yourself. Olea, my doggie's making a big lot of noise in the background. When it comes to your fears, being aware of them and vocalizing them and being open and honest if you are in a trusting relationship where you can be open and honest. And now to the other side. If you fear your partner's reaction because your partner is abusive or neglectful to your feelings, that is a problem. And not 100% of the time will partners be able to be open and honest or trusting of what you or can be able to process what you're saying. If they're in their own emotional strife and they're having a really hard time with their own issues and you reach out to them and you're like, I need support, and they can't support you, that is part of a situation where you kind of just got to take a step back and try to manage it on your own or with supports from other people. And that's very much can be a situation. If they're lashing out on you and taking their own emotional struggles out on you because they're not being responsible adults or responsible for their own stuff, that is not your place to adjust or manage or deal with that. And so if you're like, this is bothering me and I want to talk about it, but I'm genuinely scared to bring it up to my partner, you are recognizing that there is not a healthy relationship there, and you're probably questioning if you should leave or not. And when you'd question to leave and then they do something really, really sweet and it's like, oh, he does love me or she does love me. It's very important, or they, excuse me, your partner does love you. It's like, that's when it's time to really sit back and figure out if it's codependency or not. Pardon my, my sickness. So getting the proper support, reach out to the professionals. You know, a problem that doesn't necessarily happen with our communities is the supports are there, but if you don't reach out and ask for the support, it's not going to come find you. And unfortunately, that's not necessarily the healthy way for it to happen. It should be the other way, where people are recognizing, hey, this might not be right, or it is right. You know, it, never mind, I was going to go off on a tangent, and I caught myself. I will not go off on that tangent. However, if you do have connections, if you are going to a doctor's office, or you go to the ER or something, and they ask if you feel safe at home, and you don't feel safe if you're not able to communicate your own needs and wants and emotions, please do speak up and speak out. If you want to message me anonymously on here, I will gladly give you some hotlines, and I might need to know where you live so I can do some real research on community supports that will be able to actually help you. I have been doing a lot of work with recently with the YWCA in my area, and I am so in love with the support that they're offering to the community and the Center City kids and such. I can't wait to continue to bring sexual health and education to their community to help these individuals grow their love and support for themselves. And, you know, the gift recently that I've been giving to other individuals is the gift of empowerment. And that is a gift that you can't tangible, you can't manipulate it. It's just a beautiful gift that is given. And when you see these people spread their wings and grow and share that empowerment gift, excuse me, share that empowerment gift with other people, it's just so amazingly fantastic. Like, it's literally the best gift ever to watch people spread their wings and share this love with the world. So I will gladly help you if you are in need of support. And if you're not, and you're kind of getting stuck in your own head, and you're like, oh, I just don't want to be a burden, you are not a burden. Your partner chose to be with you because they love you deeply. And it's okay. In fact, it's vitally important for you to speak up and get that head trash out of your head. Your thoughts deserve to be heard. Journal about it before you talk about them if you need to. Meditate on it. Do something. Don't leave it stuck in there, because it'll bounce around and want to be taken out, and it'll come out in explosion instead of in health. Alrighty, that's all for today. Like, comment, subscribe, do all the things. I am so excited. In the comments, there is a free 30-minute session to figure out if we would be a good fit for each other. I so look forward to hearing from you all, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.